For those of you who aren't on board the zombie train, this is the theme music to the AMC hit television show The Walking Dead, which was adapted from the serialized comics of the same name. The series follows Rick Grimes, his family, and other survivors in a world overrun by zombies. Now in its third season, the series is helping turn more people on to the original comics and graphic novels.
What are some of the kind of things you're seeing this year? Or maybe like most recent, or just this year in general?
This year in general, of course, I want to say last year took an upswing, but this year's definitely taken another upswing, The Walking Dead. People are coming in for trade paperbacks. The figures have started recently coming out, so that's another thing, too, that's been taking a good hit on it. So it's been doing really good. Walking Dead has brought more people. A lot of people, as before, just like in movies, oh, was it a comic book first? So, yes.
So that definitely helps you guys out when Hollywood and TV show.
Oh, definitely. Definitely it does. I mean, it does because that brings out, I mean, because it gets people to actually, there's a lot of talk when we talk about, so what'd you think about Sunday's episode, or what'd you think about this when we're talking about Walking Dead and so forth. So that talk itself brings a lot of people into that. And I know some people are not into zombies and things like that, but hey, it's a TV show.
Well, and it kind of puts those stories in a different context to people.
Exactly. Exactly, it does. I mean, because, I mean, like I said, there's people talks, and then they also talk about, okay, how do you protect yourself? How do you do this? And so forth, which is, all right, yes, okay, this is what you need to have and so forth. So, yeah, there's even books out there on how to survive the zombie attack and so forth. So,
do you carry that, Max?
The book to which we're referring to is Max Brooks's Zombie Survival Guide, Complete Protection from the Living Dead.
But, yeah, there are people who talk about, okay, you know, where would you go? Okay, you know, like on the TV show, they're at a prison. That's pretty good itself. I mean, where can you go to hide and so forth? Hey, I told somebody, hey, why not? Hey, you got the Alamo downtown? There you go.
It's kind of worked before.
Hey, it worked before, exactly.
So that's the kind of conversation that happens in here.
Yes, those are the kind of things. And, of course, we got our superhero storylines going on. And so
now, this is Pete Quintero. He's the co-owner of Collector's Authority, a comic book store on the South Side that has been in business for 16 years.
Kids grew up here and things like that. So,
financially speaking, I guess on a more bottom line note, how have your revenues been kind of over the 16 years? Has it been a struggle? Has it been a struggle at times to pay the bills? You know, how has that kind of graph maybe looked?
When we first started out, we hit it with a bang. Brand new store, you know, everybody came to us, thing like that. So we were, if you want to call it, rocking and rolling those good few years or so. Then, you know, you settle down into certain things, certain areas and so forth. Then we were doing pretty good. I think we were doing very well. And then we moved to a bigger location. So we were still doing decent. And then the Bush stuff hit us. And that kind of took a toll there. We struggled for a little while. And when we moved over here, okay, it brought us down a little bit more because it's not what, how can I put it, your mostly high traffic area. But it is growing. From where at, off of our military itself and the other military, I want to call it the other military because you talk Brook City Base and then you got Southwest. It's all blending in. It's coming in. And I believe we're going to be right in the middle of it, which is going to give us another big boost. But yeah, well, we've had our struggles and things like that, but been making it. And that's one of the key things. If you want to have your own business, you got to continue making it and you got to, there's certain sacrifices you got to make. So,
sacrifices aside, the influence of TV and Hollywood is helping these stores have a better year. This success is also thanks to increased local exposure.
But business has been doing great. I mean, I want to say it's been an upswing, like I said. One of the key things I think seen recently, we've had our own comic book convention. And that's called the Texas Comic Con. And that has introduced people, other people that have, you know, okay, what's a comic book convention? What is it? What do you have? And that introduces people into comic books and collecting and so forth, artists and writers, and even celebrities that, you know, that appeared in TV shows, comic related and so forth. So that has helped us, too, because where are you from? Well, we're here in San Antonio. Oh, really? I never knew it. So they'll come here and so forth. So that's helped us too. So that's why we've, I believe, we've also had an upswing before.
Comic book conventions help new readers and loyal fans get a better connection with the art and those who create it. And the next generation of readers is what will keep these local stores, like Collector's Authority, open.
We always have free comic book day, so we all, my son, he's still in school, so each year in May when free comic book day is, I go to his teacher and hand out whatever books they need for the students there, and we hand out a bag of free comic books to them right off the bat. And of course, Saturday is free comic book day itself. But so each year, at each different grade level, I've been doing that. So I'm hoping to continue that now. So now that this is sixth grade, it's getting much older. We'll just have to wait and see if he still wants to do that.
Yeah, he's still interested.
Yeah. So I'll try. And if his teachers don't mind, I'll continue doing that. So, and I've talked to the principals before, and the principals have let me put up the posters so for people to come and get their free comic books and things like that.
Continuing to get new generations of readers can be a slow process. This is helped by movies, free comics, and Texas Comic Con. But if your clientele doesn't have the extra money to spend on things like new books, you know, comics or otherwise, you won't be in business for very long. So I asked Quintero for his thoughts about the distribution of bookstores in San Antonio and if that has affected his business in any way.
This has always been the saying that I've always heard before. And there's money on the north side. That's where you need to open up your business. Okay, take it to heart. We did look ourselves. But you know what? Something kept us here. We're from the south side. I graduated from McCollum High School. My brother-in-law graduated from McCollum High School. My wife graduated from McCollum High School. So we're here on the south side. This is the heart of the area, South End area. We're here. And we're not. And that's one of the things. This is our side of town. This is our, if you want to call it our home base, our homeland, whatever you want to call it, this is where we're at. And we figured this is, I mean, there's money here no matter what. It all depends on how you do it. So, I mean, we didn't come in to fill in the gap. We said, we're home. This is where we're at. So that's why.
So why did you guys start the store to begin with?
Well, we collected throughout the years. And, you know, when you fill up a storage the size of a garage, then when you get a second one, and when you're about to start off a third one, it's like, okay, we need to do something about this. Our habit, as people call it, we said, we have a lot. Let's see if we can do something for ourselves. And that's what my brother-in-law came up with the idea. Not the idea, but, you know, he came up and said, let's open up a business of our own. Because enough of working for somebody that is not working, and same thing for me. You know, so let's see if we can open up a business at home, make a go at it. All the worst that can happen is it doesn't work. But like you said, 16 years, we must be doing something right.
So were people coming to you guys before then? Like, because they knew you collected, oh, hey, can you give me this? Hey, can you give me that?
Well, me and my brother-in-law used to work for another combo company in town. So they knew us. So when we first started getting ready, word spread quickly about me and my brother Mario Delgado. Word spread quickly about that we opened up our own store. So yeah, we had those people that knew us that we took care of there that still needed to be taken care of. They came to us, yes, exactly. And yes, they were looking for certain items. We had old stuff, and yes, as time goes on, everything old becomes new. And yeah, everything old we had, that which we gave up our collections, well, we have nothing of it anymore. We've replaced it with better and newer things, and or got better copies of books and things like that. So yes.
Are most of your customers here on the south side as well?
I want to say the majority, yes. But no, I do got customers that are on the east side, west side, north side, you name it. They're all over the place. And I get customers that come over here, they'll bypass the other shops because exactly what I said. Customer service. You take care of your customers, they'll continue coming to you. And I think that's what one of the things we prided on ourselves.
What can you tell me about kind of the kids in this area? Do a lot of kids seem to be interested in comics? I mean, a lot of superhero movies come out, and there's definitely interest generated in that way, I think, for the younger age group. But have you seen that at all reflected in who comes in your door?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, with the movies coming out, the Avengers and Spider-Man and so forth, that has always brought in the next generation of collectors and so forth. And that's also, too, what helps out, too, now some of these comic book companies, too, are publishing off the TV shows, like Adventure Times, My Little Pony. There's always been Archie. There's always been Sonic recently, so... Yeah, those things kind of help out, too, because the kids are into those. Not much as Archie, but, you know, but the new ones, like Adventure Time, like I said, things like that. So, yeah, there's always that brings them out and so forth. And so, yeah, and one of the key things that somebody has asked me always before, what did you use to collect? Well, nothing really. I love reading. So that's one of the things I tell parents, too. It's a comic book, but, yeah, it could help them. To read more, to get into maybe a novel and so forth. So,
2013 looks like a good year for comic book stores in general, but I think the key to sustained growth in San Antonio is going to be Texas Comic-Con. This event can provide consistent exposure for local stores and the inspiration for a whole new generation of authors, illustrators, and readers. So it looks like, for now at least, this will not be the end of small comic book stores.